You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, Green Party MP Benjamin Doyle Ngāpuhi resigned from Parliament. They cited concerns for their safety following receiving hate, vitriol and threats of real-world violence. Earlier this year, research found online threats of physical and sexual violence have caused members of Parliament to feel fearful, anxious and distressed. It found that women MPs are target of abuse that is particularly racist, misogynistic and sexual in nature. I spoke to senior lecturer in law at the University of Canterbury, Cassandra Mudway, about this issue and potential solutions.
What we know from some research out of Otago in the last couple of years is that almost all politicians receive some form of online harassment or some form of online abuse. So that's men, women, rainbow, doesn't matter. But the kind of abuse, so the content of it and its frequency, is very different depending on who you're looking at. So while men typically get harassment, usually based on their policies and somewhat around violence, women will get, as a group, harassment which is much more gendered, and they would describe it as much more gendered. So it's about them as women, what they look like, those kinds of things. But also, they are the only group that will receive sexual threats, so threats of rape, for example. They are more likely to get threats or online threats against their families and their staff members. Those who are of ethnic minorities, they're more likely, obviously, to get racist, sexist abuse as well. And what we know internationally from international research is that MPs or just local politicians who are from minority groups are much more vulnerable to more frequent, more violent and targeted online harassment against them. So homophobic abuse, for example, against rainbow politicians.
Earlier this week, MP Benjamin Doyle resigned, citing online abuse they received. Apart from resigning, what options exist for MPs who are receiving this kind of abuse?
So internally, Parliament has a sort of system around security for them. But beyond that, we have what's called the Harmful Digital Communications Act, and there are two routes you can take if you're a politician you're receiving threats. First is the civil regime under that act, which is you're going to apply either through NetSafe or through the court for a takedown order to get that person to either take down the threatening messages if they've left on social media or to stop emailing you, essentially. If it is very serious, as in the case of Benjamin Doyle, they have mentioned that there also could be criminal offences there. So if it's very egregious, the police could be involved, and that person who's been sending you threatening messages might be convicted of a criminal offence under the Act.
Yeah. Are these existing processes enough to protect politicians?
No, and I think that's become more obvious as the years have progressed, as each election campaign ramps up, right? And we're seeing politicians, particularly MPs, but also local politicians like Tory whānau, being vocal about the kinds of abuse that they get and also the impact it has on them. Tory, for example, has also decided not to go for mayor again, and partly that's to do with the online abuse that she received. So we're starting to see the impact of this, and that in and of itself shows that whatever system that we have, whatever framework we have, is not working. And there are various weaknesses in the HDCA, so the Harmful Digital Communications Act, that stand out if you are a public figure and you're receiving torrents of online abuse, right? It's not just one particular person that has it out for you. It can be much more a pile-on campaign, sort of waves of harassment, which is different to usually a sort of private citizen. And the HDCA is, or was, drafted for the latter, right? It's about an individual who's targeting you for some reason with some kind of harmful communication, and you want to deal with that individually, right? It's not, it was not drafted with this kind of harassment campaign scope, right? So it's just not drafted for that. It's much more of an individualized focus. It's also much more reactive, right? It always comes into play once the harm is already done. We've already had these threats. We've already had this torrent of harassment, which is cumulative over time, right? You can receive one or two hateful comments and you think, okay, oh, I can handle that. But over time, these things can become cumulative, and our framework just doesn't react to that.
So what solutions could be put in place to adequately protect politicians?
Well, I think it's about two things. One, reviewing the Harmful Digital Communications Act, so it is better equipped to deal with gendered abuse, homophobic abuse, in a much more structured way. So we're not just looking at this, individual comments individually. We're looking at it within the structural context of what that person is already facing. That could be one way. Secondly, we could look more broadly at digital spaces, so social media, and how social media, its role in spreading particularly mass harassment campaigns, right? So the architecture of social media makes that much more easier for people to enact pylons, for example, or spread misinformation that are based on sort of gendered misinformation or homophobic tropes that can easily spread online. And if we focus on social media architecture, then I think we need to seriously consider how do we create safer online spaces for everyone, not just politicians. And the way that we do that is really put duties on the social media companies to make sure that the spaces in which we all connect are safe for us.
Have there been any, or are there even ongoing efforts to implement these changes?
Under the previous Labor government, the Ministry of Internal Affairs did propose some changes that would require sort of legal duties to be put on social media companies in order to create safer online spaces for people. That work was scrapped under the current government. So at the moment, we don't really have anything in the works, so to speak. We do have some stuff coming through that hasn't been pulled out of the biscuit tin yet in members' bills. In particular, one from Labor MP Reuben Davidson, which would enact a kind of framework that would hold social media companies to account to create safer online spaces. So that seems to indicate to me that perhaps Labor would be more inclined to make those changes, but currently there isn't any movement from the current government.
That was Senior Lecturer in Law at the University of Canterbury, Cassandra Mudgwe, on the online abuse faced by politicians, especially those who are women and or minorities.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.